Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're talking about the Black Oak concert series that debuted last summer and is going to be back here this summer as well. Joined in studio by Leif Kruger, who is the executive director of marketing, as well as BJ Nelson, who is the director of operations for Black Oak Casino Resort. Leif Kruger, I'll go back to you. You know, just expanding out to the West Side Pavilion, you know, away from the casino, that's kind of going to be a kind of just an exciting, you know, aspect of what you're doing as well.
It is. Something that we pride ourselves on at Black Oak Casino Resort is our guest service, and I know BJ spoke to it in the last segment about how, you know, we listen to what people like, what people don't like as far as when they go to the concert series, and we've been doing that for 18 years at the casino. So it's great that we get to bring the brand that we're so proud of and establish it out at Westside Pavilion to really hit even more people, because at the end of the day, casino concert series, it's all entertainment. So if we can do that right, it's great for everybody.
So BJ Nelson, the acts that are coming this year, I know it, there's a lot of excitement building. So what can you tell us about who is lined up to this point?
Sure, I will reveal as much detail as I currently can, because we always have some secrets we have to keep based on some contractual obligations. Yeah, so far announced, you know, season kicks off May 25th with Midland coming into town and actually working on confirming the opening acts for that right now. Midland, you know, we're super excited about Midland. They haven't been on the road much because they're so new. Nominated for a couple ACM awards coming up in, I think, 2 weeks. And mm-hmm. and so they're an awesome addition to the series and great opener and, you know, huge on the country music scene right now. June 20th, we got Sublime with Rome and Common Kings coming out, and you know they're just tour staples and continue to draw crowds and put out great music. I'll give all the information I have to the Motherlode Views listeners. So date wise, we have a June 21st and a June 27th, which are not released yet, but I'll tell you. You want to make sure your calendars are clear for both those dates. Huge acts that we'll probably announce as soon as we can, probably starting on Monday, start getting those out, as well as July 5th and 6th, so 4th of July weekend, massive couple events out at Westside Pavilion that are not quite public yet, but July 5th and 6th, also huge dates to keep aware of. Moving into July 21st, Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, and Melissa Etheridge, you know, just starting off the classic rock segment of our of the series, and there's a couple legends going to be out there. Followed up by August 9th with Bush and Live and Our Lady Peace. So, you know, if you grew up in the 90s, I guarantee you had the Bush 16 Stone album and the Live Throwing Copper album. And they're together on the road this year, and that's the 25th anniversary of those albums on the Ultimate Tour. And so huge rock show there. August 16th, Brantley Gilbert, that's our most recently announced concert and, you know, huge country concert. I mean, Brantley Gilbert's a massive star out on the scene now, just came out with a brand new song with Lindsay L, What Happens in a Small Town, which we've already kind of spun some marketing on being the Tuolumne small town. So Brantley Gilbert, August 16th. Checking your calendar, September 1st. You might want to keep open too. I don't got a name for you yet, but if you if you're a classic rock lover, you might want to hang on to September 1st. And then October 6th, Peter Frampton and Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin evening. You know, we've talked a lot when I came in and did the Star about, you know, this Frampton tour is massive. It's his final tour. The fact that Westside Pavilion and Tuolumne was able to get this show is just huge. It's really humbling to us when we look at the list of shows that he's doing on his finale, and we he's coming to see us in Tuolumne. And so that's what we've announced so far. I gave you some dates. There's actually four dates on there that we're going to announce over the next 2 weeks that kind of cover multiple genres. And I think Tuolumne County will be very pleased and excited about the level of entertainment that we've announced and we're about to announce coming to the county.
So you got to promise as soon as you have those things finalized, you're going to come in and we'll let the listeners know as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time we do an announce, I usually pop in, and you can usually catch me on
the newscast as well and the morning shows.
So. Newscast and the cabin and the star. So. Look, we're very thankful for everything Clark Broadcasting and the radio stations and My Mother Lode and KVML does for us. And so I try and take every opportunity I can to maybe let the words slip out a little early to your listeners.
Leif Kruger, anything else to add about that? That's pretty star-studded lineup this far.
Well, he's downplaying it, to be honest with you, because I know what he's not saying. And I'll be honest, when I'm in the room and they tell me, you know, we decide this is what we're going to get, and then they say, yes, we're getting that, I am awestruck, because we're in Tuolumne, and if we were in San Jose, I'd still be awestruck. I can't stress this enough. Keep those dates open. These are huge names. We have a Christmas present for Tuolumne County. We've got it wrapped. We just not let you open it yet, but very soon.
Well, we will definitely keep you posted. You know, I was counting them up, and you may have mentioned this earlier, but, you know, roughly how many shows are you looking total for the season once it's going to be all finalized?
I think we got 11 signed and sealed right now, not necessarily announced. And there's a potential of 14 out there. I think the magic number is going to be probably 12 or 13.
And then for tickets, what is the best way to get tickets for the shows that are announced and then the future shows as well?
Yeah, I mean, I can't stress enough, social media is the quickest and easiest way to be fully informed on everything we have going on with the concert series, with also quick links to tickets. So the ticketing platform itself is eventbrite.com, and that's where the tickets are actually bought and sold. If you can't remember that, you just go to blackoakcasino.com, go to the entertainment and Westside Pavilion, which will take you to a ticket, you know, buy tickets, and it'll link you there. Our Facebook page, Black Oak Concert Series, has all the information, all the events updated, you know, real time, which can also directly link over to buy tickets. Also, the quickest way to learn about announcements coming up and the way things progress with the concert series, Instagram, Twitter, all of those out there. We are fully all over the intrawebs.
Yeah, follow us on all three platforms, and you will be aware exactly what's happening at Westside Pavilion all summer long.
Ticket sales, typically the way it works is we'll announce a concert, we'll announce a pre-sale date. And so that's kind of the way in the ticket sales world, there's always a pre-sale segment, which is allow a certain group of people have access to buy tickets before everyone else. And we utilize that for our social media followers, as well as our Players Club members from the casino, have different access to tickets before the general public does. And we always see a great response as soon as we announce a pre-sale. You know, our fans go out there and buy the tickets before they're announced to the general public, as well as the artists usually has a fan club pre-sale. So it's the weird world of ticket sales is usually like 14 pre-sales before the actual on sale. But that's the best way to get in on it and make sure you get the tickets you want. And that's also easily found out by following us on social media.
You mentioned also earlier the economic impacts of this concert series and the trickle-down effect on the local economy, but it seems too, just, you know, during those concert weekends or days of the week, there's just kind of an extra buzz around Tuolumne County. Are you going to the show? Are you going to head out to that concert? Have you noticed that as well locally?
Absolutely, and especially with, you know, the names that we're bringing up this year, you know, we live in this community. We get out and about. I mean, we go to the grocery store. We get our haircut. We go to events. Well, Leif might not get his haircut.
I don't get my haircut as much as I used to.
And, you know, people certainly know I'm involved in the concert series, and people ask questions. And, you know, whenever I'm on the radio, whenever I come in here and say, hey, you know, last week I was in here and said Brantley Gilbert's coming to the Westside Pavilion, and I get hit up everywhere I go. I heard you on the radio this morning. I'm so excited. I can't believe the talent. So there's definitely a buzz that builds every time we do an announcement. There's definitely a buzz that builds as we get closer to concert days. I can tell you there's a huge buzz that builds when you start seeing tour buses rolling down Tuolumne Road, which is a lot of people have commented to me when you see 14 semis and 8 tour buses rolling down Tuolumne Road. it's a cool experience, and there's definitely a buzz that builds around it.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about the Black Oak Casino Concert Series at the Westside property on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined in studio by Leif Kruger, Executive Director of Marketing, as well as BJ Nelson, the Director of Operations at Black Oak Casino Resort. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we are going to be kicking off a four-part series that we're going to be focusing on all issues related to fire safety and prevention. We've been reporting about the Tuolumne County Fire Initiative looking at fire safety and prevention this year. We're going to be focusing on that. Our first kickoff show next week is going to feature Tuolumne County Administrator Tracy Riggs, as well as Board of Supervisors Sherry Brennan and Liz Peterson, the Office of Emergency Services Coordinator. You won't want to miss that. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Our final segment this week is coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.